Okay, so we said that she hears a problem because we're afraid of Shemi Echata, that maybe going to come to stoke the coals. And I think it may have gone a little too quickly last week, so we'll just slow down a little bit this week and just to, in the Chazara and going further. So there's two main shitas about Shehiyah. At the end of the day, Shehiyah is a problem that we have to deal with. And the shaila is that when is it Negeya? When is Shehiyah a problem? When is it not a problem? So there's two main shitas that brought out in the place right here. The Mechaber is on these two shitas. The first shita is that Shehiyah is always going to be a problem if the longer it's on the fire, the better the food is getting. So if you like the fact that it's on the fire, so it's going to be a problem. That's the most strict form of the strictest shita is that no matter what, the only way that it's not going to be a problem is if it's going to be bad for the food if it stays on the fire more. And that way, there's no chash, you're going to be gechadda. That's the first shita of the Mechaber. The second shita of the Mechaber is no. As soon as you hit kemaychel ben desoy, then you can do shehiyah all day long. No problem, as long as the food is cooked kemaychel ben desoy, which is either a shlish or a third or a half cooked, then there's not going to be a problem of shehiyah anymore. Only before that, and just so we have these two shitas in mind. And the Rama says that the minig is like the second shita, the more meikel the gashita. So therefore, really, lechatchila, all you would have to have your food cooked to is kemachav ben desoy. As soon as it's cooked kemachav ben desoy, then you can leave it straight on the fire on Shabbos going into Shabbos.
There's no bishul after kemachav ben desoy.
There may be a problem with bishul, but you're not doing bishul on Shabbos because the malacha is already done before. You're not putting it on the fire. That's
cooking. It doesn't
right. So I mean, there could be a problem with bishul, but that when you're doing a ma'aseh bishul is when you're putting it on the fire.
Right.
But here, since it's already before, that's the whole. Since the malacha is already done before, we go after the haskalah. So for bishul, it's not a problem. Shehi is a new gzeira. So how do we get out of this gzeira? Once it's cooked, malacha ben desoy, then you're okay with shehi. What are you saying, Israeli?
Okay. Shia is that you're going to stoke the coals.
Yeah.
So if you put out a block over the coals, does that eliminate the problem of Shia?
Right. So that's what we're going to get to. Okay. Shehiyah is just leaving it straight on the fire. Right on the fire, that's where we have a problem of Shehiyah. So there's two ways. Okay, now that we have the two sheets of what is Shehiyah, so how do we get out of Shehiyah? How do we take care of this problem?
The block would block the coals so you couldn't stoke them?
So there's two ways. So there's two ways that the Gemara gives, and we'll talk more about these things today. So I'll just briefly. So the two things are grufa and ketuma. Garif and katam. Garif is removing all the coals, and katam is putting ashes on top of the coals. You put ashes on top of the coals. So you're showing, number one. Well, okay. So let's see this more inside. Okay, so let's get about. So last week we spoke about this first Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha said that grufa is you're not allowed to put food on the fire. And then the first Be'er Halacha liten aleha on those words liten aleha. It says that even if the oven is covered, even if this kira is covered, you're still not even allowed to put it on top of that cover. So again, we said that the kira was basically a two-burner stove. That they have two holes, the coals are on the bottom of the stove, and it was a box, and it came up to two burners on the top. So let's say you put a cover on top of the kira, you put a cover. So the halacha says that's a problem. That would be a problem of Shehiyah. If you leave your food cooking, even though it's not leaving on top of the fire, even though it's not in the burner, it's on top of a cover, it'd still be a problem of Shehiyah.
Why?
So on this we said,
there's no problem of stoking the coals. Why is that a problem?
Well, there might still be a problem. You could technically still stoke the coals because it's not covering the coals. It's just covering the top of the kira.
Oh.
So So from here, this is where the Chazon Ish says that therefore he doesn't like blacks. says blessed will not get you out of the problem of Shehiyah, according to the Chazanish, because of this, based on this Berlach. Okay, so that's where the Chazanish came from, and then we saw last week, just at the end, we saw Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe says that really blessed is okay. And we said, right, and that's the day of most Paiskim, they go against the Chazanish, and they say that if you have a blessed, then you're okay. Then we saw in Rav Moshe that there's a Shiloh.
What are they doing, B'nai Brak? I'm saying, for the Chazanish, how do they keep food hot on Yontif and Shabbos?
Not with the block. You know, maybe some other ways. Maybe not. They're just.
They have challenge, I think, right?
They maybe can do Atmana, and whether it's not Moshef Hevel, you know. There's other ways to do it.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah.
Not for today's discussion.
So. Then we spoke about that. Rav Moshe says that really there's two. There's Rav Moshe says the chatchila, really, when you're using a black, you should also make sure that the black is covering the knobs. But he says that, b'di'evet, I cannot be meicha. He says you can't be meicha with the people that don't. So he says that, b'di'evet, it's for sure going to be okay. But l'chatchila, he says that really it's better to have the knobs covered. However, he says if you just cover the knobs, that would not be a good enough block. Since the Gemara and all the places, everyone's talking about covering the fire, covering the Gechalim, so we can't now be Mechadish. You can cover things that are not considered the Gechalim. You cover just the knobs, and that'll be okay. That's not good enough, by the way. You gotta cover the fire at least. Cholapachas, you have to cover the fire. Okay. So, let's take a look at the Ber Halacha, L'Hashoisei Aleha. So we said that there's the problem of Shehiyah is that you're going to want to eat it that night. Friday night you're going to want to eat this thing that you're cooking, you put up on the oven right before Shabbos. And it's not going to, you don't want it to be more cooked, so you're going to come and stoke the coals and it's going to make it hotter. Now let's say you want to eat this thing tomorrow. You don't want this to be eaten tonight. You know, a lot of people eat challah Friday night. But let's say, you know, your challah, everyone in your house knows that nobody eats the challah Friday night. You want to eat it tomorrow afternoon. So, would that be a problem if you just want to have it tomorrow? So that's what the Be'er Halacha says. L'hashoy say aleha, he says, L'tzarech halayla, king l'shnator, v'im kavanase l'tzarech macher. Let's say you're putting up this food for tomorrow. You don't want to eat it tonight. Yesh paiskim shematirin. So there are paiskim that say, no problem. What's the hokshash? Hokshash is that you're going to come to be mechatet. You're not going to be mechatet this because you're going to eat it, you want to eat it tomorrow. By tomorrow it's going to be completely fully cooked. And you're not going to be mechatet. So what's the problem? So that's what the Be'er Halacha says, that there are some shitas that say that it's no problem as long as you have a kavanah to eat it tomorrow. Ukimai b'chayasa. And just like we have by raw food. We said that you're allowed to put up a raw food right before Shabbos on the oven, even though there's no blach or anything. Why? Because since it's not possible for that thing to get done right before Shabbos, so you're not going to be mechata. So too here, this thing you don't want to eat it tonight. You're only going to eat this tomorrow. So it's the same thing as if it's you're putting on raw food. However, he says the ayin b'simrishon d'al sifei grosham. He says what about the goyin later on and the magen Avram and the El Yeraba, the Medina ain lismay chazeh. Medina, you should not be saying on this shita. The dafka b'chayasa, she'i eshel achlay. Only when the food is completely raw will we matter shehiyah. Because it's impossible to eat it. Avabzeh she'efshel la'achlay, since this thing is possible to be eaten, chayshinon she'yimalech la'achlay v'yichata. Who knows? Maybe that night is going to be the first night that you decide to have challah Friday night.
Unless you can't. Meaning, unless it's so raw.
Yeah, so if it's raw, then you're right. But if this thing is already semi-cooked, and then, technically this thing would have a problem with Shehiyah, just you want to say, my kavanah is to have it tomorrow. So then he says that, Medina, you should not be soymich to go ahead and leave it on the fire. Because, he says, b'di eved yesh lis mechazah. B'di eved, you can be Saimich. Let's say you did it already, and now it's on the fire. So okay, but yeah, but you can be you can do it. You can be Saimich on the Shita. Actually, your Ragalas is you shouldn't, do it all the time. Okay, so that was that. We also spoke out mitstamik v'ralei, right? So the first shita is, and which is the Be'alacha is going to say, even though we have these two shitas, maybe I should have spoken this out earlier, but remember we said we have these two shitas. One shita is, as long as it's cooked tamacha ben jesoi, there's no problem of shahiyah. The first shita is a no. It's always going to be a problem of shahiyah unless it's mitstamik v'ralei, meaning it's bad for the food. So almost every single case is going to be a problem, unless it's mitstamik v'ralei. I mean, the more it gets cooked, the worse it gets.
Like a steak.
So,
why would anybody leave food out in the oven if it's going to get worse?
You don't have a choice.
It's your trunk.
You don't have a choice.
Well, maybe you still want it hot.
Are you putting it on the stove?
Right. Well, you still want it hot.
Oh.
You still want it hot, but it's going to stop really. So then, it's you're not going to come to stoke it. So the
stove doesn't want the chum that well done. But come in the morning, you've left the oven all night. It is what it is. You know, even if you don't like it that way, it's the only way to keep it hot by the morning is to put it on the flame all night, right?
What?
The only way to have hot food the next day is to keep it on the flame all night.
Yeah, that's no. But even we're talking about, let's say you want to eat Friday night. You want to eat it Friday night, but you like it hot Friday night. You want to pipe it hot Friday night. So okay, so this hour that it's gonna make it worse.
Right.
I'll trade it off
exactly.
For the fact that it'll still be hot. Okay, so this long bear halacha here, vumit stomach for alloy. Basically, what we pointed out from this is that let's say. Well, I mean, what's considered mitzvah for Ale and what's considered mitzvah for Yafle? How do we know whether something the more...
You said it's personal, right?
So the first thing is, if you take a look at that Mishnah Berurah, so maybe I'm jumping ahead of myself. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches, mitzvah for Ale, Pirish, Kol Davar, Sha'adam Atzev Kishiyavish, on the bottom. When a person said that it gets dry, V'niskavitz, and shriveled, right? Machmas Roy Vabishal. The chemiyafle, also yafle, hanushu sameach mizah, that he's happy that it's getting more cooked. So that is the definition of mitzvah v'ralei. The person said that, you know, it's that the more it gets cooked. If you look at the Shaar HaTzion, sif katan tes. Got that? Venira, there's a magen avram b'shem melcham asayin chan, venira didayik lefarish kein lashmiyenu, da'afilu hatavshel be'etzem yafle yatzimok. Even if the tafshel itself is be'etzem, it's good. The more it gets cooked, it's be'etzem better for the food. Rak ha'adam atzav mizeh. This person is subjectively sad that it's getting it. Machmas tzarech l'archem, maybe because he wants it for archem, and therefore he needs more food, so the smaller it gets is not good for him. So then shari, it's going to be mutter. So he says, that's why you see from the Shaar HaTzion that this test of whether something is mitzdamik v'ralei or mitzdamik v'yafloi is completely... subjective. It's not an objective thing. So, even if some people like their steak, you know, raw, and other people like their steak a little more cooked, so it's not really a question of what would, you know, what be'etzem is better for steak. It's each person differently. So that was that thing. And then this Be'er Halacha said, that let's say you're not sure. Let's say you're not sure whether it's mitzvah. You don't know whether, you know, the food is going to taste better if it's mitzvah. The more it gets cooked. So the Be'er Halacha says that if any time this long Be'alach at the end, all the way at the end, he says, which is really beginning on the next page, second line in the Be'alach, he says, V'chol she'eni yodeh bebirim mitzamek v'ralei yofaloi roi lahachmer boi. Anytime that you do not know for sure whether it's mitzamek v'ralei or yofaloi, so you have to be machmer. You have to assume that it's mitzamek v'yofaloi.
What if you had it's a meal, so you had 10 people at the meal. Is it the person cooking it? Or is it for the people who...
Anytime you don't have a sub, no. So if you have guests, and for you, you know for sure, I do not want this to get cooked more because it's going to get smaller, then yeah, that's what stomach for Allah.
That's what it means when you're saying it's subjective to the person who's cooking it?
Right.
So you don't think it has to do with whether I want it for someone who, other people who like it one way...
Oh yeah, no. I mean, you're the cook. I mean, it doesn't. I don't think it goes after all your guests. They're not going to come into your kitchen and start messing around. So yeah, okay. So then we continue down and says that if it's raw, Mechaber continued and said that if it's raw, you just turn the page. If it's raw, shulchai shnei zbashal klal, then it's going to be mutter even according to the first shita. So the first shita has two heterim, and this is how lechatchila we have to go. Lechatchila we have to go with the first shita. That's what the Be'er Halacha is going to say later on. So even though the Ramah says that the minig is to go like the Svar Achroina, which is the second shita, which holds as long as it's cooked, k'mach ben jesoi, you don't have to worry about shia, the Be'er Halacha is going to say that lechatchila avada, we have to be machmel like the first shita and not put anything on the fire unless It's either mitzdamik v'raloi, it's that it gets that makes it worse, or if it's raw. Those are the two heterim. No, that's not raw. Kamach v'nisoy is already cooked a little bit.
So we don't follow that?
We lechatchilo, the Be'alacha says that there's only that lechatchilo you should have only two heterim. Either it's mitzdamik v'raloi, it's completely cooked, and just the more it gets cooked, it's bad. Or if it's raw, then you can leave it on for shehiyah. So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tess, Oyshuchai, does this go for all raw food, anything that's raw? So Mishnah Berurah says, Dafka Basar Chai, Sheyeshul is Bashlet Tzaychus Salayla. You're talking about meat. Meat, it takes a long time for meat to cook. Avo Yarek, but let's say a vegetables, Ushari Dvarim Shem Kalia Bishal, it's very easy, these things get cooked pretty quickly. Loi Mahani Mashu Chai, it doesn't help that they're raw. Not that they're raw, because if they're going to be ready for Friday night, that's the problem. It's not the part that they're raw. It's not like there's a heter of raw. The heter is that it's impossible for this thing to be ready Friday night. So really, any time that you have this thing that you want to use, I'll put in a raw piece of chicken or whatever it is, but if it's going to be ready by the time you start your Suda, for example, let's say you start your Suda very late. So you're a guy that hangs out in shul, you're the last guy that leaves, you're schmoozing with everybody, then you come home, and you sing a 20-minute Shalom Aleichem, and a 10-minute Eishes Chayil, and by the time you actually get to the food, even if you put it in raw before Shabbos, it'll be ready, then you don't have this heter of raw. It has the whole word of raw is that it's not going to be ready that night. Or if you have a very, very long meal, and it's going to be ready by the end of the meal, that's not going to be good enough. Okay, so there's actually another heter I see here that if, let's say, you have a lot of things, if you have a lot of things that are cooked, you're cooking in a very big pot, and you have a lot of things that you're cooking at the same time.
Like a chalon.
So he says that then the Reb Nissen Krell says that then it's going to have a din of basar chai, because since even if these things are a little bit cooked, but there's so much food in there that it's not going to be ready that night, so then you're going to be Mesiach Das and you're not going to have it. Yeah, so maybe. So I don't know, I'm not, you know, he doesn't say that straight up, but, you know, it could be if you have a very big challah, then maybe.
If there's meat in the challah, you put in a piece of raw meat, you're not going to eat the potatoes.
Right.
I mean, right,
yeah, you might.
No, this is a heter. This is a heter, by the way, that we said later on. The Mechaber, the heter says that even if you just go ahead and put in a piece of raw meat at the end, even if everything else is going to be cooked, that would be a heter. That would be a kula. But, so I'm saying, he says another heter is that it's not completely basar chai, but it's not going to be ready. The Suda, because there's so much things cooking in there, so then that would also be a heter. Okay, but then, continuing on the Mechaber, he says, we're still in the first Shita, that there's two heterim. The heter is either Garaf, right, that he takes the Hainu. If you take a look at the Mechaber, it's about the fourth line down in your version there. The Elam Kain Garaf. He says, V'ashala Shaisayla Elam Kain Garaf, the Hainu, Shahoitzi Mimenu. Kol hagakola, that you remove all the coals. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that you can't just take all the coals and move them to the side. You have to actually remove them from the oven. Chutz l'kira, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to take it completely out of the oven.
One second, so this guy's going to take all of the coals out of the oven.
Yeah, because there is a tzad in the Rishonim. I'm just thinking, there is a tzad in the Rishonim that really, by Garaf, all you have to do is take all the coals and put them on the side of the oven. That is one shita, but the Mishnah Berurah is saying that, no, we're the Mechaber is clearly passing now like that shita. Yeah, what did you say?
He was saying that, so he would remove all of the coals before Shabbos.
Yeah.
Now, the heat how is the heat going to stay there if the coals are gone?
Well, because, I mean, the oven is still...
Can you switch off an oven? It's still going to stay hot for an hour.
Yeah, it's still going to stay hot in there.
Especially if you don't have a door.
Unless it's
completely... Shabbos morning, it's not going to be hot anymore.
Yeah. Right, but we're talking... Yeah, but they want it for Friday night. They want it for Friday night.
We're talking about food for Friday night.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so then that's that. So then he says, what's oikotam? Tahainu shakisa hagecholam ve'efer lamayit chumam. That he covered the coals with this afer. Now he doesn't say coal. Here, if you look at the Mechaber, right? The first Mechaber said you have to remove all the coals. But when he's talking about katam, he says, Dahainu shakisa hagecholim be'efer lamayit chumim. So does that mean that you don't have to cover your whole oven? He says, take a look at Mishnah Berurah. He right away, the first thing he says, shakisa hagecholim, hainu kol hagecholim. don't think to make this diak. Don't make this diak that you don't have to cover all the gecholim. He says, no, of course you have to cover all the gecholim. This is also, by the way, that the shayla is that you allow to cover only, let's say you're only using one burner. So can you just cover that burner?
The
and not al-zablach-wise.
What do you mean?
Unless you just want to use one burner.
Right.
So can you just cover that square? You get a little square metal thing and cover that.
And what's the problem?
No, it's only one that has the fire on it.
Right, the only one that has the fire
on it. Right, so you could.
So you would think you could, but they're medayik from here, the place medayik from here, that it's not enough. You have to cover the whole stove.
No, I would have thought patches so you could, because it's not on the fire. No?
I hear. That's why I would think also. But I think I saw here.
It doesn't say the potential fire, meaning you could light up the whole stove. It just means where the fire is right now.
So, let's see if I can find this out. Here. Okay, fine. I'll get back to that. All right, but here we're talking about at least. Okay, at least here.
I've never seen a mini blech.
Yeah, no, we've never seen it either. So it could be that's where they're coming from. But I'll take a better look at it. But here, so he says, you don't have to do it that it's not nicker that there's any fire there at all. The point is that you're making a hecker. As long as you put a little bit, that's fine. By the way, remember that the Machaber said. Just a little diak. He says there, which is a very important part, the hainu shekisa gecholim be'efer lema'it chumam. It's lessening the heat. So you have to do it in a way that's going to make the heat a little less.
So
the question is, let's say you just put aluminum foil. Just cover with aluminum foil. You take a thin piece of aluminum foil, cover your oven with that. Is that going to help? Because why not? You're covering the coals, even if it's a coal shahu. But they say, no, you can't, because since it's not one little piece of tin foil, one little piece of aluminum foil is not going to be ma'it chumam. It's going to be the same heat on top of that aluminum foil as it is on the actual thing. So the whole point of the blech is that, yeah, it's going to be very hot, but since it's a little bit less than the actual putting it straight onto the fire, that's why it's going to help you. And listen to this. Then he says, "Vafilo huvro achrika." This is a very important thing. Even if it got, the fire got reignited. You covered it with this afer, and then it, an hour later, all of a sudden, you see that the fire's back, but it's still shari. It's still going to be mutter.
Didn't your garf and katam are so not similar to each other?
Yeah.
No, they're very, very different.
Right. So either
achieving the same thing. No, I hear that.
So the katan part is that you're showing. You have to show that you don't want the coals. How are you going to show? How are you going to show that you don't want the coals? So either you remove the coals.
That's taking away the heat source. It's very different.
But we're trying to get to the same point. The point is that you have to show that you don't want these coals.
Right.
You have to megaladas that you don't want the coals. So how are you going to do that? So either you remove the coals, or if the coals are there, you have to do a maisa that shows that I don't want these coals. So even if afterwards it heats up, but I already did that maisis, I already did a hecker.
You have Megalad Das ready.
Yeah. And that's what's going to help. So the shaila becomes, is that let's say you have a case where the blech fell off. So is that the same thing as this?
Fire stoking up again?
As this thing. That's so the shayla that the place can have.
If the fire stokes up again, so what do we say to that?
So then that's fine. It says, as long as you did your ma'isa...
So you could put something directly on the fire then?
So then that's the shayla. Can you do it? So, in those days, again, you wouldn't be able to put them directly on the fire, but yeah, you'd be able to do like what would be... I mean, you put afer, the fire heated up again, and now you can put your pot on the oven, no problem. I mean, whatever, you can
before
continue
Shabbos,
with Shehiyah.
Before Shabbos, right?
Shia, yeah, before Shabbos. Maybe Chazar also. Okay, maybe you'd be able to do Chazar also. Because Chazar really, it just has to be... If all the other Tanai Chazar are there, you might be able to do Chazar also. Because it would be considered... This is considered as an oven that's chatam.
Right.
Yeah. Even though it doesn't look like it looks like it is. So then what about that? What about if you have a blech that fell off? Can you go...
You should be concerned that someone's going to sign. Shami Chate.
So why is it different? Why is it different
this case? You have a galadas ready, but...
So So isn't it? Why should it be different?
Because you're Megala Das.
Right, so I'm saying, so you're saying that you should be able to do it.
I'm not sure. You were Megala Das. On the other hand, you can...
Right, but the same...
issue is Shem Yechata, and you can...
So you can do Mechata also in this case in the Mishabura. Mishabura is giving it to you. He says that it's it. So Ramosha says that it's different. Moshe does not give it to you. Moshe says it's different. Why is it different? He says because when you have the ashes that you put on top of the Gechalim, so even if the Gechalim, even if the fire rears up again, the ashes are still there. You can still see the ashes. It's just that the ashes aren't doing their job. And the oven, that you know, the fire is alive now. But you see the ashes there. So your Maisa is still nicker. But when the blech falls off, you don't see any blech anymore. That's why Moshe doesn't give it to you, but Rav Shlomo Zalman does, in Shemir Shabbos Kuchasa, he does give you the heter. However, at the end, he says, even though I'm giving you the heter, look what Rav Moshe says. Mm. And Rav Moshe said, do not give you the heter. So, whether he'd actually, maybe he holds in Sfara, that he would be chalak on Rav Moshe, maybe he didn't want to take on Rav Moshe full-fledged with this, so he said, take a look at Rav Moshe. So, but Rav Moshe does not.
If the block falls off, how is it that there's a pot remaining on the stove?
Well, number one, maybe it happened before Shabbos.
Let's say before Shabbos,
you put a pot on, uh-huh. And then you put the block on, you put the pot on, and then maybe you remove the pot for a second, and the block fell off, and now you just want to put the pot straight on. Or even if we're talking about Chazar.
Well, if it's before Shabbos, you can for sure put the block back on.
Oh, but do you have to? First of all, maybe. Okay, it's far. Yeah, but let's say it happens on Shabbos. Let's say it happens on Shabbos. Let's just make it simpler. Because, we're getting into Chazara, but really, for Chazara, we're going to see that really, as long as it's... there's a number of Tanoim, but one of the Tanoim is that the oven has to be Garafakata.
Right.
So, is this considered for Tanai Chazara in order to put the pot back on Shabbos? Is this considered like an oven that has a good blech on it? Even if the blech's off, is this considered like an oven that's katam? So would that satisfy one of those tonight chazar? So that would be tough. Rav Moshe says it wouldn't be good. Shlomo Zalman seems it's going to be good.
Well, if the blech fell off and you're on Shabbos...
Okay, whatever. Shlomo Zalman says it's not going to help a chazar. He says it only helps for Shehiyah. So exactly what the case is.
Now, you want to return the pot on the stove. And the burner is on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you put the burner, if you put the pot on the burner on Shabbos, you're doing bishul.
Well, let's say it's cooked. Let's say you have no problem with bishul.
Oh.
Let's say you're out of the problem with bishul.
Oh.
So there's two problems. There's shehiyah and chazara. Mm-hmm. So exactly the case for shehiyah, we're having a little problem because how is it going to be that you're putting the... Why don't you just put the blech back on? Let's say, maybe the blech shattered. Maybe it broke.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good hechatim.
How could he say that?
Let's say it broke.
Uh-huh.
How could he say only shehiyah, not chazara?
I'd have to see more. He just brings down the kitzer here, but I have to see more. It's a good aura.
Okay.
It's a good aura. And here's... another interesting point that they bring out here. Let's see if this is here or later. Okay. So again, if take a look at the end of the Mishnah Berurah here, he says "Vatam b'cholzeh." See that in Sivkot Yudalev, "Vatam b'cholzeh." Kivon de gila daitai de loiboy la gecholim. Kind of spoke out this far. As long as he's megala das, that he does not want these coals, he doesn't want the fire, sagi. De bevadai loi osi lechatuye. Because he's for sure not going to come soak, because he's megala das already that he does not want these coals. Okay? So what happens, let's say you have, you're all set for Shabbos, you have the blech on the fire, and you realize that you need to make the fire hotter. Okay? But the blech is there. But you want to make it hotter. So if you go and you make the fire hotter while the blech is there, so what does that tell you about your Gila Das? So it's going to show you that, no, you were never Megala Das. Obviously, that putting the block is not going to help. So that's what it brings down here. That from Rabbi Yashiv. I thought I also saw this from Shlomo Zalman that if you put on the blech and then you want to make it hotter, what you should do is remove the blech first. Remove the blech, make it hotter, and then put the blech back. Because if you're making it hotter when the blech's there, you're ruining your das.
Or worse comes to worse, something if you did it when it's on, you should pick up the blech and then put it back on. Does it help? I'm assuming it's
at that point it might be too late already because you already. If you're raising the heat when the blech is there, what is that showing about your das about the blech?
Right, meaning a blech in general, what the blech would do because you don't care.
Right, like, obviously you don't. Your blech is not showing you that you don't care about the heat because you're high.
You're saying in that scenario, they're saying like you don't.
So maybe you go do that on Shabbos. You go
right, you can't use a blech in a certain way if you do that on, before Shabbos.
Right, so but lechatchila though. If you want to come turn on the oven, make the hotter on, you should remove the blech. And that's what they say, because of this, it's going to ruin your das. Now here, what about this? What about, let's say you have a case where the fire is as hot as it's going to go. You put it on the highest that's going to go.
Right.
So there's no chash of shami echad, it can't go any higher.
Right.
So what would you say in that case? Do you have to worry about any sort of blech? I don't know anybody that would do this. I don't know anybody that want their fire on high the whole Shabbos. You know, their oven fire. But let's say you did it. So you want to put on the highest possible, and there's no gzeir anymore. Shami echad.
So maybe you can do that without a blech.
So yeah, maybe you wouldn't need a blech.
It's gonna burn.
Let's say you're not concerned. So Ramosha says that if it's gonna be a problem because it's a light plug. Oh. Light plug. Once it says shahid, it says she's a problem, and then you can't use these funny ways to get out of it. So just another last. The last part of this mechaber says that we spoke out that if there's a fire that does not make coals, it's mutter to do shehiya, even if it's not gar for kava. So you have the fire there that's alive with the it's actually interesting. It says here from husaka bekasha begvava mutter lashay selafil and a grufa like the tumah. If it has kash and gvava, if it's right with something that does not make coals, so then you're allowed to do shehiya. So it's mashma, straw.
Or
what is one? Oh, so I'm not exactly sure what it was, something from the field. But the point was that they didn't make coals. So if it's fueled with that, then there's no problem of shami echata because there's nothing to be mechata. Right. So the question is that it's mashma, it's mechaber, it says mhusaka. Like huh?
Isn't gas like that? I would gas five.
Yeah,
not possible.
Gas, you're right. I mean, the higher.
Well, gas will continue to burn though if the gas is turned on.
You're right that the gas like that, but we have a way to increase the gas. That's what Ramosha. No, but Ramosha spoke about this last week. Ramosha spoke about that. That really, there's a reason to say that this is really there's no problem at all by gas stoves. He spoke that up.
It's a barbecue.
Yeah. Because he says that, like you said, there's no gzeir that you're going to bring more etzim.
Right.
As long as you're going to throw in more kash. The problem is you're going to stoke the coals, you're going to think that's a hatha. But here by gas, the only way to do this is by height.
Bringing more.
Right. So that's what Ramosha says. That's what he was saying there. He's saying that ba'etzem, by gas, I have a svar to say that you don't need a blech at all, but he came off of that. He didn't pass like that lamaisa. But in svar, you're right. In svar, you should. Yeah. No, you're right. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue on this next time. Just wanted to correct what I said. That I said that according to Shlomo Zalman, when the blech fell off, I said that he'd be mata shehiya, not chazara. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Really, he would hold there's no difference. If the blech fell off, he's mata both shehiya and chazara.